The budget totals about $128 million, very similar to 2014, and promising to be another robust year for Garfield County. That's largely made possible by oil and gas revenues, a steady stream of income that's going up a bit, along with other property tax dollars. Andrew Gorge is Garfield County manager.
I think next year looks great. Foreclosures are down. Short sales appear to be decreasing. The assessor says our valuations are increasing. So without raising taxes, we will have more revenue.
All those together, including the oil and gas money, will likely total more than $43 million, the biggest source of income for Garfield County. That's $3.8 million more in 2015 compared to 2014. In 2015, the county will add more staff, but their positions will be funded by other government dollars. Six new workers will handle a dramatic increase in county residents enrolled in Medicaid, a program that expanded under the Affordable Care Act. Or Obamacare. While the new positions are already paid for, Garfield County must provide office space and other workplace necessities. As to what will remain the same next year, a key part of Garfield County's planning will go on, namely lots of money for improvement projects. Again, manager Andrew Gorge.
Carbondale received approximately $1 million for Highway 133 improvement project and the roundabout. Glenwood Springs received about $800,000 for streetscape improvements in downtown Glenwood, which we feel has led to direct increases in sales taxes down there. Very robust nightlife and economic activity down on 7th Street and throughout downtown. Newcastle.
And the list goes on, though it may be trimmed a bit next year. A common theme in the Roaring Fork Valley this summer was tourism climbing back to pre-recession levels that may be showing up in Garfield County's finances. Ann Driggers is finance director and budget wizard.
I think we're kind of returning to the same levels in terms of sales tax collections. We reduced our expenditures significantly during the Great Recession, as it were, and we've pretty much maintained those levels of spending.
But overall, the county's financial landscape is very different compared to the mid-2000s. County Commissioner Tom Jankowski, who famously goes through every department's budget line by line, explains.
In Garfield County, pre-recession, there was a significant oil or gas boom going on in the county, and that is not the case today. I mean, we have oil and gas industry represents 12% of our economy. However, it is not like it was in 2008, where we had 100-plus rigs in this county. So,
the county's finance department and Jankowski say the industry has assured them that the existing flow of oil and gas revenues will continue. Whether it does will likely determine if Garfield County can continue funding local projects in the coming years. There will be several public meetings on the proposed 2015 budget before it's finalized in November. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.